Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Me, 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 me. You, 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 you. Aaron?
What else do I do?
I don't know. You're just warming up our, we're warming up our voices.
Aluminum linoleum. Aluminum linoleum.
Is that really a... Oh, yeah. Wait. We used to do lemon face, lion face.
Oh, we did that too, yeah.
Lemon face, lion face. All right, now that we're warmed up.
News. News.
No. No.
News. News.
Our only real hope.
It's just yelling.
To decide.
Do warm up.
This is news. Or no.
Gotta work on the choreography. Oh my gosh, I forgot to look if we got videos of people doing choreography.
What are we doing?
Sorry.
If you sing along to the News or Nope song.
Send a video.
By the way, Atlantic, mm-hmm. Is it Atlantic or Electra? I can't remember. Who's releasing the song? The News or Nope?
Oh, Interscope.
Interscope.
Yeah.
Interscope Records releasing the News or Nope extended mix. It's got a little...
Creed.
Well, it's got Creed. It has a guest appearance on it. And then there's a little Snoop Dogg breakdown in the middle.
Yeah. I don't know about that
with some
part.
Shout-outs to Kendrick, if you know what I'm saying.
T-Pain comes in.
Anywho, if you sing along to News or Nope, please shoot a video of you doing that. And,
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. It was on this day, way back in 1995, when the great film Toy Story... was released. It was
news,
the first
news.
Yeah, who doesn't love Toy Story? The first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery. Yep. And I had never
feature-length film. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, and I had never seen anything like it. And I also think it was kind of the first movie that had like big celebrities doing the voices of
100%.
An animated character.
I'm going to
say
this.
That wave.
How many of those old animated or other kind of movies don't really hold up? I mean, and the animation itself on the first Toy Story, if you go back, like the RC car is a little... it's like, it holds up.
It holds up so well.
It really does. Yeah.
It does, yep.
Because you care about the...
And it's reached a level, we've talked about this, where if you go into any toy section of any store, there's Toy Story stuff.
Still.
There doesn't need to be a movie out. There doesn't need... It's just like, it's become such a thing.
Buzz
such an iconic
is everywhere.
Thing.
Like, Woody all the time. Is like... Yeah, no, that's...
I want to say that with... I think it was with Toy Story where they had accidentally like erased all the files. Everything was gone. But it was like one pregnant woman on maternity
had
leave
taken
had a copy.
A server home.
Yeah.
Yes. True. I remember that.
Was it
that.
Toy Story?
Wow. I think because I watched like the Pixar documentary because I was so into that stuff. Do you know the number that's in every... the?
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
Shoot.
It's in every
I don't remember.
Single Pixar.
A3.
Nope.
No.
A's right.
A something.
I don't remember what
A119, which is the film studies room at Caltech.
Cute.
Awesome.
So they put it, it's on the license plate in cars.
Yeah.
It's like, what's his buckets? It's somewhere.
In
might
every
be his
single.
Mom's license plate in Toy Story.
Oh.
I think you're right. Yeah. Or it's, is it
or
the.
It's,
oh, it's on the train that almost kills him in Cars when he's like running from the law or whatever.
Hmm.
Sorry, I'm done nerding out.
That's okay. Back to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Breaking news, Pizza Hut is selling wine that tastes like pizza.
God, no!
And it's not made with grapes.
What? It's what?
I don't know. It's not made with grapes, so I don't understand
how
it's wine.
If it's, what's it made with? So, Aaron.
Tomatoes.
Do you know how... Aaron, do you know how... Do you think if anybody asked Lester Holt a question in the middle of his thing, he'd be like,
One second.
Hold on, let me read it. I'm getting something in my ear. So you can read the story.
I'm reading it right now. Tomato wine offers an aromatic blend of fresh herbs and spices disgusting. With rich, sun-ripened tomato notes and a subtle hint of toasted oak.
One bottle of wine is
$25.
I'm probably the biggest drinker in the room, and I can tell you, you could not pay me enough to put that in my mouth.
No, I agree.
There's no chance. And even Tiak, as a guy who would put a whole pizza in his mouth. Is it alcoholic?
Yeah, I think so.
You just want something different, right? If you're eating pizza, you don't want then the wine to be
Pizza.
What would you pair it with?
Yeah, so you would pair it with something.
A steak?
Grape, right, no, like a grape. Like a red grape.
It'd be completely backwards. Yes.
Right. Huh. You don't pair. It's like, oh, I want, can I, at Culver's, you don't go, do you have any hamburger custard back there?
No.
To pair with my hamburger? Like, you're, it's like, I'm already having it. Oh.
Okay.
Good evening. Apologies will be accepted because being fat but fit is a real thing, according to scientists.
Hold up.
Go ahead.
So you're trying to say we owe you an apology?
Can I? Because
you're neither of those things. And there's a little bit of a compliment in there.
That's weirdly a compliment. I'll say we'll count it.
I feel like he also needs to read the story because I read a little bit more of that one.
And oh, you read his stories.
I did.
Just not the stories you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I read her story.
No. Yes. I used to call it skinny fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah, just you know,
you
yeah, like, a little.
You but can it, be, it's saying, kind of the dad bod, is that
kind
like,
of
you work out your arms. You can like but it's, curl it's 85 also pounds, saying but you got a like, gut.
Sure, you might be in shape, but you still have enough fat on your body that it's still taking a toll on your heart. On
correct.
Your other, it's still saying it's unhealthy.
Fit but fat.
Yeah,
that's what it's saying. So you think you're fat? I don't think you're fat.
Oh yeah.
No, you're no.
No.
You're
not.
Oh, yeah.
No, you've been thinner, but you've never been happier. Like, I think...
Yeah, I guess.
Don't like, to me, well, there's a certain amount of... Like, when you get happy... Like, I don't want to bring Kelly Clarkson into it because now she's skinny again. But, like, she talks about when she was on American Idol in the beginning of Kelly, she was just like, I looked so rocking hot. And I was like, ugh, and everybody loved me. And she's like, I was miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Just hate... Like, sometimes maintaining that... Like, go backstage at a weightlifting competition and just talk. They're like, oh! It's just like, my life is boiled chicken and boiled yams and like,
Well, backstage,
no joy.
They do donuts. I've literally...
Just that day.
Yeah.
They pound a half a dozen Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I want to do weightlifting.
Just for that day.
Yeah.
I just go to the show. I do the same.
I'll be back here for any Krispy Kreme that falls out of your heads. Okay, well, you're neither fit nor fat.
Well,
thank
you. I'll take it. Thank you.
Good evening. There is a new season happening right now. It's engagement season, and for some reason...
It's engagement season?
Yes. Yeah, it always happens around the holiday.
I thought this
was cuffing season. Well, no, that was... That's for, like, new couples.
I've missed cuffing season?
That's for new couples.
Oh, okay.
But then you
have
your...
Did I miss it, though?
I mean, I guess it's still around. It starts, like, October when you do the fall kind of...
But if I don't have somebody by Thanksgiving, I'm screwed till...
No, you're in a good spot because you can kind of, you could still start dating and you don't have the pressure because it's like, well, obviously you're not coming to Thanksgiving. We just, you know,
we just met.
Week, like,
it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I can still cuff. I'm cuffable.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You could maybe even get out of a Christmas gift too. you play your cards right.
Oh my God. I love this. All right.
But so, it's engagement season and the number one question that people are looking up is how to propose. So looks like it's going strong for everyone out there.
Text in to 51059. I've got a lot of experience.
The Slacker Show. Alice 1059.